Good evening and welcome to another Sunday edition of Destination Out. Tonight, going to be featuring the music of Cecil Taylor, who passed away a couple days ago at the age of 89. I'll start that feature at the midnight hour, and I've got a few pretty long extended tracks to play from Cecil Taylor, so we'll cover a lot of his music the last 2 hours of the program, and revisit a couple of classics and talk a little bit about Cecil Taylor and his unique contribution to music. So Cecil Taylor, a feature artist tonight, again, passed away at the age of 89 this week. I'm going to start things off with great disc from Trevor Watts, Morey Music Drum Orchestra, from an album called Live in Latin America. This was recorded back in 1990. And this is on the FMR label. Originally came out on the ARC label. And then the reissue is on FMR, which is a British label, I believe. We're going to hear a tune called Ni Daku, Here's to You, which I believe is dedicated to the drummer Ni Daku Potato, who was in the band at the time. And he played with everybody back in the day, including Bob Marley. Toured with him a few times. This has Trevor on saxophones, Nana Zebo, African drums, Ni Daku Potato drums, Nana Apia drums, Yo-Yo Yates drums, Liam Ganaki drum kit, and Colin Gibson on bass. Colin Gibson had a background playing with people like Jeff Beck and people like that, but it's African drums with Trevor Watts, Morey Music Drum Orchestra.
Somebody
This is WCMU, your music and NPR news station.
Thank you.
that's the way it ends, because it's a medley of pieces that kind of move into each other. So it's on CD. So once they start the theme of the next one, they just hacks off there, so to speak. So anyway, that was a tune by Chris McGregor's Brotherhood of Breath called Woodfire. Really nice band of a lot of trumpet players, British players, Harry Beckett, Mark Cherig, Nick Evans on trombone, Mungesi Faiza on trumpet, Malcolm Griffiths trombone, Chris McGregor, band leader at the piano, Harry Miller bass, Louis Maholo drums, Mike Osborne alto, Evan Parker tenor, Duda Paguana alto, and Gary Window also on tenor. A lot of Brits and a handful of South Africans that went to England at the time. That was on the Cuneiform label, recorded back in 1973. And we opened that set up with another British release, early 90s, 1990 in fact, Trevor Watts, Maury Music Drum Orchestra, and a tune called Ni Daku, Here's to You. 27 minutes in front of the hour. We're going to continue here with a couple more South Africans in exile to England recordings. Louis Maholo, who was actually a drummer on that last track. This is his band called Viva La Black. Really great album from 1988 on the British Ogun label. And his band with Sean Bergen on tenor, Claude Deppa trumpet, Thibe LePere on percussion, Steve Williamson tenor, Roberto Bellatala on double bass, and Louis Maholo on drums, and a tune written by the bass player Harry Miller, who's not on this record, but another South African that moved to England because of the apartheid laws back in the day. A tune called Lost Opportunities. Thank you.
Thank you.
Dewey Redmond from the Fontana album, Look for the Black Star. His first album as a leader, late 60s, with Jim Young at the piano, Donald Raphael Garrett bass, Eddie Moore on drums, and that was a Dewey Redmond composition titled Of Love. Before that, we heard Louis Maholo's Viva La Black in Exile, written by Maholo, the drummer for the Blue Notes, the band that he came to America with from South Africa back in the 60s, or to England with back in the 60s. And then we started off with Louis Maholo's Viva La Black from an album on the Ogun label, 1988. You're listening to Destination Out. Be right back in a minute.